Thank you. Creating a hybrid hands-on course in indoor cultivation for undergraduates. As a extension educator, I took the lead on this. I incorporated a horticulturalist, Albert Ianni, Dr. A.J. Both, a greenhouse engineer, and our Dean of Ag and Food Systems Learning, Xenia Marin. I got enlisted to this because I've taught 12 years at Rutgers undergraduates, organic farming and gardening, environmental pollution, and entrepreneurial agriculture, and I switched into online learning and hybridization, and I've taught 1,500 students in those 12 years. But now this was a different cat, and how do you merge a very hands-on learning situation like greenhouse hydroponics using the John Dewey philosophy of experiential education with standard oral presentations as well as digital technology? This is just a brief glimpse of what we did. So basically, that's my title and introduction. I'm going to give you a visual view of hydroponics at Rutgers, the syllabus development and how it developed through a series of steps beforehand, the teaching methods I used for this four-credit class, 14 weeks, 2 days in class, three-hour periods, an hour oral presentation followed by 2 hours of hands-on in a floriculture greenhouse, and then an hour on the next day in a different classroom in a research greenhouse, and then 2 hours or 3 hours a week online. And let's go through this. It started about 8 years ago. I was getting a bunch of questions from master gardeners, which I teach quite a bit as well. And I had an intern. She was president of our FFA, and she was interested in agriculture and engineering. So I said, well, I need to learn a bit more about hydroponics. Build me an aeroponic system. Sure enough, she did. 8 years later, she's got her master's in agricultural engineering. And so I learned a bit while she learned a bit. And these things work great. It's like, wow, there's a pump in the bottom of that bucket. It sends it up to the top. The nutrient solution dribbles down. And you could plant a diversity of leafy greens and vegetables in there much faster time than you can in the field. Started investigating different aeroponic systems that were being sold to our master gardeners because I'm getting a lot of questions from these. Oh, Bill knows a bit about this. I know I don't, but I can sort of help you figure it out. So we purchased some of these systems. We learned how to use them. I gave a couple of talks. My first couple of talks on master gardeners had 40 people, 60 people. Then we ran a general session. We had 150 people. Then I ran it for school teachers, had 175 people. Then we showed it at our county fair. Several thousand people thought it was the hit of the session over that five-day county fair. So nutrient solutions, wow, there's so many things out there. And just like the previous speaker said, it's good to try to use students to do research to see what's working, what's not, and that's what we had them do. And our program was pretty successful, so American Farm did a whole article on that and put it in our Northeast publication, Delmarva Farmer, about master gardeners. Now the people I taught became the teachers and extended that widely, how to grow hydroponic techniques, herbs, and vegetables. Concurrently, I was working with commercial farmers who were also dabbling in hydroponics. In this system here, my farmer friend said his wife and his son were tired of mowing the sod on 1,000 acres and doing that. They had had enough. They were going to quit farming. So he said, well, what do you want to do? They said we wanted to have a greenhouse. So we built them a one-acre greenhouse, and they loaded it with 30 columns, and they didn't know what to do. So I said, oh, this is cool. Let's work on it. So over the last few years, we have been, and that's David Reed. He really took to it. And they developed a little business to sell to gourmet chefs, cilantro, parsley, basil, and 20 other different crops that grow very quickly in these mini pod hydroponic systems. Along the way, I met Sam, the Amish engineer. He built these units very inexpensively, relatively, and at different sizes, you know, 5 feet tall, 10 feet tall, 15 feet tall. It's like amazing. You just take them out, harvest them, and there's some of the germination beds where you can see the different crops that are seeded into rock wool. So this is a great research tool. I used it to compare different leafy greens, much like the previous speaker. And in this case, I compared Rutgers scarlet lettuce, a nutrient-dense lettuce that is more nutritious than blueberries. As you know, most lettuces are not that nutritious. And we analyzed that as well. And instead of it taking me 50 or 60 days in the field, it only took 30 to 35 days to grow it indoors year-round. So having enough experience with a homeowner and a commercial farmer, how can we make it academic? Well, so my colleagues joined us, A.J. Both and Albert Ianni, our horticulturalist, to develop innovations in indoor crop cultivation, investigating greenhouse production of high-value crops for credits. If you would look at, see if this, our learning goals, to understand emerging practices in aeroponics, hydroponics, and geoponics, generate a baseline of knowledge in greenhouse technology and plant production, acquire competence in independent learning and web-based education, develop creative solutions to challenges, and communicate with their teammates. And there's different ways we approach that. And so basically, here's the 14 weeks of topics that we did in the floriculture greenhouse. All this information is will be available online so that you can read the details. And you can see we had a lot of guest speakers, a lot of knowledgeable specialists. And then we have 14 weeks in the research greenhouse with commercial units that we constructed. Again, some expert teachers. And we're fortunate to get the Horticultural Engineering Technology YouTube channel to donate their 10 video sections on heating, lighting, all those hard structure things, as well as floriculture and mum growing. And the grading system we used to complete the assignments, 20% participation, both 15% in class and 15% online. Our Canvas learning module system was able to quantify the time online, the quality of the responses, et cetera, and that formed their participation grade. Extra credit, as was mentioned, is always a super incentive. And the final exam was really just presentations of their research in a live presentation to learn about public speaking and for us to gather information. Here's some of the technology we used. We videotaped most all of the lectures, so if a student missed it, they could see it online. We videotaped it also so that they could review if they were there and not have to be consumed with taking notes. To start off the class, as I had with all my other previous classes, I used clickers, asked the whole class questions, you know, what grade are you in, what's your major, what's your interest, why are you taking the course, et cetera. So we get all that information, and we know about the students before the first day that they start. Also, we give them a pretest on the information that they're going to learn that year. So on the left side, you see two questions where their answers are all over the board on those multiple choices. Most of them are wrong. But later on, we test them on this, and a great improvement. So we can see 50%, 70% improvement over the course of the semester because they'll get similar questions later on. So there's no books, but we give a lot of references. Clickers, lectures, and a Canvas learning management site. These online sites are terrible for instructing students how to get started. If they get started slowly, they're not going to do well. So I had my assistant, Rebecca, who is very familiar with the Canvas system.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Innovations in Indoor Crop Cultivation. My name is Rebecca Barisby, and I'm your educational technologist or teaching assistant for the semester. This is just a quick demo on how to use Canvas, so to access different things for your course. But I'll start off with just giving a quick introduction about who I am. I just graduated from Stevens this past May.
So she gives a little introduction to humanize the course. She shows you how to use the videos.
So you're going
to
start. You can play the video.
So students don't get hung up on the technology. They can look at this over and over again and see what's going on.
Make sure you hit submit quiz questions.
Thank you, Rebecca. We have a lot of definitions. They learn the definitions before they come to class. A lot of times professors start talking and the technology is too much. So online they have to read this information and learn that and are to know the difference between aeroponics, hydroponics, geoponics. Here's our class in the floriculture greenhouse. Nikki does a lot of work with poinsettias. They learn that system. In the same greenhouse, we put in these power grow system buckets for concepts. Before we get to the commercial thing, they plant seeds in the rock wool. They have a sprayer in the bottom and 20 different holes for different crops. I'm not going to show that. That video would show you how the system works. Here's our commercial units right here facing in Bay 5 on Cook campus at Rutgers. Here's our construction crew getting started. Several students gave us hands-on help there. Here is the seeding operation, putting different seeds in, leafy greens primarily, herbs, mints, and a few vegetables. And then that's the germination within a week or so. And that's how things grow, side view of the system. And then here's the final construction of the vertical towers, which uses sort of a combination aeroponic-hydroponic system that drips down in a fine spray.
Let's put a timer on there. Okay.
That's the dosatron that measures the various NPK that we provide to the plants. So this is a fun thing, taking those cups and rock wool, placing them in there, and you can put 960 plants in one system, nasturtium, marigolds, bok choy, kale. And here's the geoponic bench before we start, the pods, using a drip system, an NFT system, an aeroponic system. And when they're all working and functioning right, it's wonderful feeling to see all this greenery and horticultural science going on, especially with the different types of leafy greens and the ethnic crops. And then on the mini pods, comparing Rutgers scarlet lettuce, the bib lettuce, the chard, kale, Chinese cabbage. There's just a wonderful diversity of crops. They get the experience. And like I say, we videotape all these discussions in the
So good afternoon. We're finally going to start with our NFT system or nutrient film technique system, the horizontal hydroponics. So I want to explain
that. Doesn't sound good. I have no idea what happened here. Let's try something else.
I haven't figured it out yourself yet. We have a reservoir below the troughs.
I'll give you two videos at one time to save time.
And there's a submersible pump inside the tank that pumps water and the nutrients through our distribution system.
And really great PowerPoint videos on lighting across the United States. Here's some of the Rutgers research being done. There, the students get to see. Students analyze stuff. They measure the roots, the shoots, and then give a report on leaf productivity, root and shoot measurements, environmental data, and they get graded on that. There's also and public presentations. Here's two different types of arugula, two different types of coleus, whether using rock wool or clay pellets. They have a rubric where we measure biological, physical, and graphical analysis. A lot of photography is important. And at the end of the day, we bring in different schools and growers and faculty visitors to see these greenhouses, and they serve as a continuing source of education at Rutgers.
My name is Claire Kennedy. I work for Bergen County Academies. I run the agri-science program there. I'm down here to see this greenhouse, to see how I can use the materials that are here in my greenhouse to do research with my kids. So my kids are over here learning so that we can take this stuff back up to North Jersey and use it by us.
We're trying to outreach you, so it's really been
long. Hi, my name is Al Tembert-Levitsky, and I want to be an entomologist when I'm older and go to Cornell University.
Marv?
Yes.
You didn't say Roger, I'm going to go to Cornell.
I'm interested in bio, this stuff.
And so if you want to get more information, I was fortunate to receive the best educational publication from the ASHS the year before. So comparing conventional hybrid and distance learning courses in horticulture, summarize that. There's a whole list of references. And I thank the ASHS and my other collaborators, Dr. Jim Simon, Dr. Ilya Raskin, Dave Specca, Gene Giacomelli from the University of Arizona, Frank Fendler, et cetera. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bill. Sure. Sorry we don't have time for questions.